is actually, it's 20% body fat for most people. That's a fact. I swear to God, it's a fact.
I know. I believe that.
Where'd you learn that?
That most people, when they lose weight, majority is like, it's like, they lose like 20% body fat. Or they still have 20% body fat. It's one of the other.
Also, a lot of times, just because you lose fat doesn't mean you're losing weight, too.
Yeah, muscle I have a weighs fun fact. You're 14% more likely to die on your birthday.
What? That's so depressing.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so depressing.
That is depressing. Just,
yeah, I'm not... Here, let me try to find...
Why do you do this to me?
What's this, 27? Yo.
Playing dance music.
Winter. Winter brings the snow. Brings the ice.
I just wanted to live without being depressed for a good, like, couple minutes.
Dreamt is the only word in the English language that ends with MT.
Really?
Yeah.
Mint?
Dreamt. Like, wow. I just dreamed,
wait.
But dreamt.
No. Wait. That ends in... MT. Oh, yeah. I was thinking kempt, but that's PT.
A group of hippos is called a bloat.
That I didn't know.
A bloat?
A
group that's of funny. Weird.
A group of rhinos. Isn't that like a crash or something like that?
Oh, that kind of... That's not valid.
Yeah, a group of rhinos. Isn't that a crash?
I don't know.
I'm going to look that up right now.
Nate's
mic is really low. Heads up.
What?
I don't. This word is hard to say, but did you know that hippopotamonstrosequipedaliophobia is the fear of long words?
That was a long ass word.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. You it's could like never the say word what
lisp.
You have.
People with a lisp can't say lisp.
The irony lisp. Is ridiculous.
Lisp.
Yo, Nate was right. Rhinos moving together at full speed are known as a crash.
Yeah.
They're also called a crash even when they're just hanging out because of their potential. Okay. A crash of rhinos.
A group of crows.
That's so crash.
Damn, Nate. Can Nate hear me? Does he have headphones on?
Yes. Yeah, I can hear you. He's not responding.
Okay. Weird. Just checking.
I wonder what a group of frogs
I just can't
is
hear
called.
Him. Okay.
What's a group of frogs?
A toad?
No, that's...
Ooh, good question.
Toad eyes?
No
that's
way!
That's a different animal.
A group of frogs is called an army!
It's kind of cool. Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Kind of crazy.
That's amazing.
An army or a colony, also sometimes called a chorus. I guess that makes sense.
I refuse to call it an army of frogs. I'm calling it an army. I'm screenshotting.
Yeah, army's definitely better. A colony is always.
This is like
unfortunate.
This is blurst.
This is deep cut. Actually, there's a lot. This is fun.
Oh, by the way, I'm streaming.
Like, I hadn't thought about this. A group of parrots can be called a pandemonium.
That's a funny. What's a group of mice? No, what's a group of monkeys? A troop.
Huh. Funny. Pandemonium of parrots. Oh, hi, little dog. Hi, penguin. Who's my good boy? Who's a good dog? Are you here to tell me you want something? Oh, my dog wants dinner.
Doggo.
Yeah, 5:30 is his dinner time. He's here to let me know.
Mash up. Hey.
Huh. A group of lemurs is called a conspiracy.
Just a young gun. Hey, I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming a bigger thing. Wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Flip the box, the mold I received. Oh, yeah, take a number. I was lightning before the thunder. Digging in a bad way, losing your grip. Screaming at my face, baby, don't trip. Someone took a big L on. Looking at you sideways, party on tilt. Ooh, certain things you just can't refuse. shine blue. Hey.
Every time I'm leaving on you, you don't make it easy. No. Wish I could beat it for you. Give me a reason.
Do you care if this is our intro song?
Go for it.
Fine with me.
Don't challenge me to a noise battle. I'm gonna let that one slide.
Oh, that's really terrible. That's a terrible sound.
Curse your fast talking.
Bow. Dun dun bow. Dun dun boom. Beans.
You want the beans, beans, beans.
Oh, Shaki, what'd you think of the person we interviewed yesterday?
I didn't care for them. Aww. I don't know. Their voice. It was their voice. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Seems so low toned.
What did Kai say? That they're very like flat, low tone.
Wait, who was it? Was it?
Which I was like, maybe that's kind of nice.
Was it the Zimmerman?
No. It was this is like an interview to actually work at the clubhouse. Somebody that we interviewed yesterday. They did a group interview on the Google Meet with Isha Shah, Nate. Oh, yeah, Nate was there, too. And who else was on that call? Nyx. So, yeah, we're kind of on the fence about it. I don't know. But Shah, you didn't get any strong vibes, so that's something to consider for sure.
It was not, like, crazy.
Do you think it would help? To have them, do you think it would make a difference if they came to the clubhouse to do an interview, like a final try, or is it just like not worth it? In your mind,
maybe if they came.
Sorry, Sasha offered me a pickle. I got distracted.
Same here. Randomly got a pickle. Like, you want a pickle? No, thanks.
It was a very polite offer.
Yeah, it was.
Want a pickle?
Awesome. Pickles are great.
Want a pickle?
I do want a pickle.
Like I actually really don't like pickles.
Say that again. Say want a pickle fast again.
Want a pickle?
Really?
Sound like Obama
want
for
a pickle.
Reason.
Want a pickle?
That's water hilarious. Nickel. You do water sound nickel. Like Obama when you say that.
Want a pickle? I can do a good Ben Shapiro impression.
Want a pickle?
Okay, so hypothetically for the sake of the argument, let's say
worst.
Your mother is fat for the sake of the argument.
That's kind of rude.
Okay, whether it's rude or not, for the sake of the argument, your mother is fat.
Why? Why did my mother have to be fat? Why?
Yo, that's actually
anyway,
really
why?
Good.
Why?
Yeah, it's because I can
why?
Talk fast.
Oh, I hate that guy so much. Yeah,
do you know John? Do you know John Lennon? Imagine. Do you know this song?
Yeah.
Welcome he called it a communist manifesto.
Welcome to Newstead.
Hilarious.
And he starts like criticizing
yes.
this song.
Yes.
And when he says when there's nothing to kill or die for, he's like, okay, what about the murder of children? And he just goes on like a 5-minute rant.
Kind of messed up, buddy.
Oh, dude.
That's hilarious.
My political
like,
opinion on him is that he's extremely
the song Imagine.
Yeah. My political opinion on him is that he's extremely stupid, but my overall opinion on him is that he's extremely hilarious. He's like so bad it does a cycle and then it becomes
yeah.
good again and he's funny to watch. On his live streams, he'll unironically.
You're not wrong about that.
Dude, on his live streams, he'll unironically go, well, this is the gun show. And then he just like flexes his muscles and
do.
Kisses them.
No way. That's funny because that's not actually what I would expect ben from him. Shapiro, like, he's Gun like the Joe. Scrawny. He's like such a. Every word I want to use, I actually don't want to use because it's like insulting to people I respect. There's like, I don't even have a word for him. I don't know. He's so.
Baby, back me going to the bathroom. Show's finished start in a little bit. Here, oh, could you also check the stream to see if our sounds are good?
This is actually Ben Shapiro, not an impression.
Yes, I will check the stream. Okay.
Oh my god. I need to plug in my phone. I'll be right back.
The mellow, yeah, I know. This scares me too, and I'm not dyslexic. It doesn't feel like any.
I'm scared. I don't want this. Worldly
snack. Even with a brownie,
can
but
I throw
it
doesn't.
No.
I'm
no. No. Punk. No. No.
Please.
No.
I don't know what to eat.
Did you hear my knuckles crack?
Yeah.
I'm a gamer. I'm like Obama.
I can't test your stream if nobody's in the room. Can you hear me? That is a question. An important question. Unless you need it.
I can't test your stream if nobody's in the room.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Damn, that is a long delay.
Hi, Phoebs. It's just me now.
Okay, well, now I can test your sound level, at least.
Yay! Here, I'll play something totally reliable to test my sound.
Nice. Nice! Have another show!
Oh, God. To play a C note, press... Wait, this one down. This is a C. If you hold this and strum the whole thing. Here, one down. Right here. And then strum. That's a C. Like, all at once.
I almost had it. Had something.
Oh. Do you want to see a secret? This pen is erasable.
Oh, yeah, an erasable pen.
Yeah.
Aren't those, like, expensive?
I think. I got it for my, this. This is where I write all my songs. You can go through it, but my handwriting is absolutely terrible.
Mine's terrible.
Yeah.
I had, like, almost 100 in, like, music class, but I almost forgot everything.
Yo, Phoebe. Excuse me, Phoebe.
Phoebe?
Ow.
Are you there?
Hi. Oh, sorry, okay. I was listening to your stream.
Okay,
yeah.
I was just asking. Is the stream good?
Yeah, the stream sounds good. I mean, you know, Nate's... I mean, look at your
well,
sound levels for each mic still.
That's
like,
Nate
some people
is, like,
sounded quiet, but you, I didn't what? Know...
All right, I'm going to test.
That's
what
I figured, that
test.
You just wasn't all actually
right,
up
on,
at the
I'm
mic.
Gonna,
but,
hold on, I'm going to test. Hola, hi.
Like, I would boost that. Y'all's mics are always really low.
Hi.
Try to get it to the -6.
Alright. -6?
Oh, sorry. Not on that part. Like, on the bar. See? How, like, there's little numbers that the green pushes up to. So I think if your voice is hitting between, like, the 12 and the 6 on there. Turn your headphones down if your headphones are going, blowing out then.
How's you're on the stream?
My bad. Chaos. So sorry. I didn't mean to create a feedback loop on you.
I just wanted you to send the stream off, and you was like, turn your headphones down.
I'm so sorry, man.
I was testing!
It's okay, it was funny.
No, it wasn't. Stop right,
anyway,
board,
we're
no.
with butt.
Okay. Now I'm going to do what's it called? Mic test. Hello. If I get it to 6, that's yellow. That's mad loud.
See, you need to turn your mic, but you shouldn't have to yell to get to that.
Yeah.
That should be more like your
hello,
regular sound level.
Hello. That's better. Hi, hello.
A lot of times.
Hi. Okay, that's better. That's way better.
If you're all the way down at like -24, -18, it's almost impossible to hear you on the stream. Like if somebody's streaming it on their phone, it's like you get like no volume.
So what's a good one? Like 8? Hello. Hi, welcome to Clubhouse Radio. Hello, welcome to Clubhouse Radio. Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
That looks good.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio. Better.
How's everyone else?
Oh, I didn't test them yet. Hey.
I said, hey.
Guys.
Say hi or something. Why has to include me?
Big Shaw.
Why do you have to include me?
Money life.
I swear you like one of my kids or something, bro.
Maybe. No, I'm just kidding.
Why?
I'm running out of legacy. You cannot mess with me.
Someone lama you assume. Some of it's genetic, but some of it is circumstances. The way I surf around participating in the devil's dances, but that's easier
than trying to make amends with who I am, but better than trying to end it all. And if life's a journey with my destination.
Hi, I'm Winter Skibbity Bottom Bada. I'm going to explode.
Thank you. Fantastic.
You're constant playing in my ear, like.
Okay, now we're back.
And then how's the computer level sound?
I mean, you could talk.
Alright. How does my sound level seem? Am I pushing, blowing out too much? No, that seems like it's about where it should be. Okay. Okay, okay. Cool. Double check that there's no news update one more time. Nope. Okay. That's that then. More time. That's cool. Am I on the show today, or is it just the three of y'all doing your thing?
Doesn't matter to me. It does not matter. It does not matter. Because I got ukulele playing, and then you got, you know, the other one who wants to. I'm pretty sure I have my children for some odd reason.
It'll be interesting. I don't feel like you need me, really. Like, you got three of y'all, but
doesn't matter.
I can be around, I guess.
Doesn't matter to me. If you want to, you don't want to, it doesn't matter. It's up to you.
All right, I'll be on maybe, but I won't talk very much.
Okay.
Let y'all do the talking. All right. Cool.
Hello, everybody. It's your host, Winter or Noah. I go by both on this show. Winter is my host name. Let's see how bad I messed up this introduction for my first time back. Everybody place their bets. Let's go. You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXE, and we're broadcasting to Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Hopefully, I pronounced that good enough, but my pronunciation is terrible today. But skipping that aside, we are joined by my sound engineer, Shahi.
Hello. Hi.
And would you like to introduce yourself, co-host? I understand you've been absent for the show a bit.
Yeah, Nate.
Oh, was his microphone on? Yeah, look at that. Everybody's rusty, but that's okay. That's okay. There we go. There we go.
Say that again if you don't mind.
My co-host?
Nate.
Yeah, he goes by Nate on the show, and we're also joined by Phoebs. Phoebs? He might be a ghost right now. He
probably
could have died. If he died, then that would be very sad. I would cry, and we will host a funeral for him.
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? We're going to play the news?
Yeah.
Okay, we will be right back. We'll let you know if Phoebs died or not. I'm kidding. But if he did, then we'll keep you updated. But first, we got to play
alive.
The news. Oh, my God, he's alive. Okay, right. We don't need to hold a funeral. Thank God. That would have costed, like, money or something. I'm poor.
We're going to get into the news and in the weather, and then we'll be back. Yeah.
There we go.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. I'm Philip Gray. Natasha Von Holdridge is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Department of Health has reported 2 new COVID deaths within 24 hours, bringing the death toll to 115. The department said the 2 new COVID-related deaths occurred between late December 28th and early December 29th. 8 people have succumbed to the virus in December. Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said, and I quote, "We had 2, both women, both community members, one in her 70s, one in her 50s, end quote. He said they were both unvaccinated, but they were not related. Mabb said, and I quote, "It's heartbreaking to see that it's unvaccinated people. It's difficult to see a senior die and think that this could have been avoided," end quote. He said the woman in her 50s had comorbidities. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as of December 29th, 71.2% of all Columbia County residents are fully vaccinated and 87.2% of all county residents over 65 are fully vaccinated. All but 3 of the 115 people in Columbia County who have died from COVID since the pandemic began were unvaccinated, Mabb said. The County Department of Health reported 7,451 cases as of December 30th, with more than 15% of those cases identified in December. As of December 30th, the county reported 102 new cases and a total of 364 active cases. There are 22 people currently hospitalized, 6 in the ICU. Mabb said the number of cases is expected to increase after the Christmas and New Year's holiday. He said, and I quote, "I think people need to think about how to keep themselves safe if they go out on New Year's. I'm not telling them not to go. Just try to make yourself as safe as you can," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Roger Hannigan Gilson reports in the Times Union that just after the town of Catskill board voted 3-1 to opt out of cannabis lounges on December 29th, the village of Catskill voted 2-2 to opt in. The tie vote, Peter Gross and Jeff Holliday voted to opt out, and Joseph Kozlowski and Natasha Law voted to allow the lounges, meant the proposed law to block the lounges did not pass. Earlier in the month, the town of Catskill decided to allow retail sales. The village of Catskill has taken no action on cannabis retail sales and has no plans to before the year ends, so they will be legal there. The results of the 2 votes on December 29th mean that if anyone opens a cannabis consumption lounge, the equivalent of a bar, then the village of Catskill will not have to split the 3% tax revenue with the town of Catskill, according to Holliday. Cannabis use became legal in April in New York, and towns and villages have until December 31st to ban retail stores and or consumption lounges, or else they become legal. About 40 people attended the village's public hearing December 29th, and of the people who spoke, all but one favored allowing lounges. Many cited the need for tax revenue in a village with a poverty rate of 35.5%, nearly triple the state average. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Jane Wester is reporting for the New York Law Journal. A Suffolk County jury, December 30th, found that a group of drug companies had created a public nuisance for their role in the opioid crisis, ruling in favor of the state of New York and Nassau and Suffolk counties. The amount of damages owed by the defendants has yet to be determined. The jury began deliberating on December 14th after more than 5 months of testimony. Suffolk County Supreme Court Justice Jerry Gargiulo said, and I quote, "It's somewhat of a miracle that we kept a jury here for 6 months," end quote. In a joint statement, attorneys for the plaintiffs described the verdict as a, and I quote, "massive victory," end quote. New York Attorney General Letitia James also praised the verdict and its significance for families and communities affected by the opioid crisis. James said, and I quote, "Teva Pharmaceuticals USA and others misled the American people about the true dangers of opioids, which is why in 2019 I made a promise that our team would hold them and the other manufacturers and distributors responsible for the opioid epidemic accountable for the suffering that they have caused," end quote. The cases originally named a list of major drug companies as defendants, including Purdue Pharma, AmerisourceBergen, and Johnson & Johnson. But the bankruptcies of Purdue and a handful of other defendants led to their removal from the case. Defendants Johnson & Johnson, McKinnison Corp., Cardinal Health Incorporated, AmerisourceBergen Drug Corp., Endo International, and Allergan Finance all settled as the case progressed. The bulk of the settlement money is set to go toward opioid treatment, prevention, and education programs. Read the full story in the New York Law Journal. Friday, December 31st is New Year's Eve and is recognized as a federal holiday. The Daily Freeman and Columbia Green Media are reporting how various services and offices will be affected. For Amtrak, holiday schedules are available at Amtrak.com. Banks will be closed, Greene County offices closed, Catskill Town and Village offices are closed, as is Coxsackie Town and Village offices, federal offices are closed, financial markets are open. Mail delivery will occur on Friday, none on Saturday. Metro North will be on a regular schedule. Schools will be closed, state offices will be closed, and trailways will run on a regular schedule. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a happy new year.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, December 31st. Early this morning, we see 35 degrees in East Bern and 42 in Stissing. It's foggy out there and it doesn't look like it's going anywhere till this afternoon, when winds pick up a little bit and we get a high temperature of 48 degrees at 3 p.m. After dark, revelers will need to plan a little extra travel time due to more fog and rainy conditions with possible icing in the higher elevations. On New Year's Day, the rain keeps on going and the fog should blow away. We get a high of 51 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight, the rain continues and gets stronger as temperatures fall just a little bit to 47 degrees. Sunday starts warm at 50 degrees and ends around 40 degrees with rain all day. The temperature continues to drop into Monday, hitting 20 degrees overnight. Monday is looking dry with a high of 29. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 6:40 a.m., high tide at 12:33 p.m., then low tide again at 7:30 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 36 degrees, a small gain over previous readings. Sunset today will be at 4:19 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19 a.m. Looking way up, we see the James Webb Telescope is still unfolding. Backyard astronomers across the globe have been capturing the event directly with backyard scope setups. Solar wind speed is currently 427 kilometers per second at 6.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark. Then fair below 30 megahertz overnight. Hop on those CBs while you can. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 77. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi. We're back.
Hello, everybody. We are back. And, you know, I'm just going to ask everybody, since we're back, any plans for the new year at all? Nah?
Probably just spending with my mom. Probably just spending with my
putting
mom.
Putting on a radio show.
Oh, my God. I'm on a radio show? Oh, God. I'm panicking.
It's crazy.
no. Jokes aside, I'm
New
honestly
Year's
just
Eve
gonna
special
just
clubhouse radio.
I'm
Get
going
it.
To bed at 8 o'clock. Let's go.
That's crazy.
Honestly, people overhype staying up late. Going to bed early, you get sleep, and sleep is like awesome because then I don't exist anymore.
Who cares about sleep though?
But it makes you not exist,
especially on New Year's.
Okay, it is New Year's Eve. I do respect that.
Any other time, sure. Yeah.
You guys can stay up. I'm just gonna pass out. Take my the melatonin be hitting different on New Year's Eve. That's all I'm gonna say.
It do.
But besides that, I have some very interesting stories because I just spent some time away. I'll admit it. I went to a hospital for some like, personal reasons, mental health reasons, trying to get medicine, right? And I have a bunch of funny stories. I'm not going to disclose where I went because I'm not sure about privacy reasons. And I will also use anonymous names. But it was hilarious, right? And some of the medicine, it makes it so if you stand up too fast, you get lightheaded. And I passed out when I was on it. But that's not the funny part.
Wow.
Right, right, right. There's a rule, and it's put in there for obvious, like, for some reasons, right? And it's no physical contact. They would just say PC, so you can't touch any of the other patients, right? But I stood up really fast, and I passed out.
Oh?
And then my friend, we'll just call him D, right?
Mm-hmm.
My friend D caught me, and then I'm, like, convulsing or something, right? I don't know. I was just out. A guy walks in, looks at me, like, convulsing, looks at him, and he had the audacity to say, "No PC," and then you just dipped. He just did not care.
No
was
PC.
Like, honestly, yeah, you're fine. This
just no
fine.
PC. You're fine. You're okay.
Everything's gonna be fine.
Patient, no contact.
Truth. There's a lot more funny stories, but I'm gonna distribute. Why is that word so hard to say?
Distribute.
Yeah, that one. I'm gonna distribute them around the show. But there were, I had a lot of good times there, you know, learned a lot, but yeah. Besides that, let me just ask, how is your guys' break so far?
Christmas
break?
I'm sad.
Oh, why is that?
Wait, why?
Cause, school. On top of that. Yeah, school.
Focus on the good, focus on the positives, my friend. It is not here yet, and that's all that matters.
Let's see. How was your guys' Christmas if y'all, like, celebrated?
Oh, yeah. I was in the place then. They gave me a blanket, and they gave us candy, right? And mm-hmm. I just gambled all my candy. Me and my friends gambled it. We played, like, blackjack and Uno. It was great.
Oh, snap. What about you, Nate?
It was nice.
Hey, they can barely hear you.
I think it was good.
It was good. I'm glad. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I also, this kid put up his shirt to ante the bet of candy, so I won a shirt that wasn't mine. And now I have this kid's shirt.
What size is it?
It actually fits me perfectly. It's the guy that actually caught me when I passed out. It's his shirt. Oh. Or I guess my shirt now.
Okay.
That's like, you know, it's just a perfect form of returning my gratitude.
You want a shirt.
You save me from passing out.
And I took your shirt. That's crazy.
It's just be
that's
like that.
It's crazy.
It's just how I am, okay?
You just want a shirt.
You know, let me ask you. Let me ask everybody a very often asked question. And there's a joke to it. My answer isn't serious. My answer is a joke, but your guys' answers are serious, right? Get super serious mode for you.
Okay.
What's your favorite animal?
Pandas.
Good pick. Pandas are awesome. Bro, that reminds me of Kung Fu Panda. I like Kung Fu Panda. Anyways, tangent aside, what about you, our co-host?
I like dogs.
Dogs. I respect that. My favorite animal are ants. Our engineer already knows where this joke is going.
Speaking of that.
No. Let me finish the joke. Let me finish the joke.
Guys, we have.
No. Let me just finish it.
Instead of an ant, we got a bear. You want to know who also has a bear, but doesn't have a bear? Kanye West.
No, I'm finishing the joke when we get
Kanye West.
Get pulled over in they new V. The good life, let's go on a living spree. They say the best things in life are free. The good life, it feel like Atlanta, it feel like LA, it feel like Miami, it feel like NY. Summertime shy, ah. So I roll through good, y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood, Ferrari. And she got the goods, and she got that, I got to look, sorry. Yo, it's got to be, cause I'm seasoned. Haters give me them salty looks, Larry's. 50 told me, don't hate, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up. Good life. I go for mine, I got to shine. Hey.
girls who ain't on TV, cause they got more
air than the models.
The good life, so keep it coming with the bottles, so she feel booze like she bombed at Apollo. The good life, it feel like Houston, it feel like Philly, it feel like DC, it feel like VA or the Bay or yay. Hey, this is the good life. Homie, tell me what's good. Why I only got a problem when you in the hood?
Welcome to the good life.
Like I'm new in the hood. The only thing
I wish it.
Welcome to the good life.
He probably think he could, but oh, I don't think he should.
Welcome to the good life.
50 told me, go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate. And watch the money pile up. The good life.
I come from mine.
Yeah.
I got to shine.
Now throw your hands up in the sky.
I come from mine. I got to shine.
Champagne on a plane while getting some. She said, I never seen snakes on a plane. Whether you broke or rich, you gotta get this. Having money's that everything that having it is. I was splurging on trips, but when I get my car back activated, I'm back to Vegas. Cause I always had a passion for flashing. Before I had it, I closed my eyes and imagined the good life.
Better than the life I lived when I thought that I was gonna go crazy. And now my grandmama ain't the only girl calling me baby.
Hello. Hi, we're come back.
We're back. I'm mad at you. I didn't get to finish my joke.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, I remember the joke. All right. Your favorite animal is a panda, yeah. And yours was a dog? Mm-hmm. Hey, I got that right. Amazing. My favorite animals are ants. Now, I'm going to have to ask you guys, what's your least favorite animal? Huh. Silence. Kangaroo? What? Why are you so harsh on kangaroos, if I may ask?
I don't know. It's just like
they look weird. I don't like them.
No.
I don't like kangaroos. It's okay.
It's like,
just sure. Be careful, saying.
I just saw like some stuff like on TikTok and like it was just like kangaroos like kind of like boxing or something like that. I don't know if it was true or not.
No, kangaroos can box, yeah, which is okay. Interesting.
Yeah,
you mad like that he can challenge your position as a boxer? If anybody's on
mine's
aware.
A whale.
A whale.
Just whale.
Whale, okay. Yeah. As you my, know, my favorite.
My question is to you is.
What's mine?
Why don't you.
I hate anteaters.
Why don't you like anteaters?
I love ants. That is the whole joke. That was the whole joke. Whether it's
I'm
good or
not
bad, you're
gonna
judge,
gonna
but
lie.
It's amazing.
I'm not gonna lie. I was gonna ruin your joke.
I was gonna
say it before you said it.
I did it.
I was gonna be like, why do you not like anteaters?
Huh? I win. I know that's why I exposed myself. But let me. If anybody's unaware, our co-host here is actually a boxer. Are you mad a kangaroo could beat you up? Is that it? You frightened by
that? That's kind of crazy. How you gonna put him on blast like that?
Yeah,
wild.
Could a kangaroo beat you
how
up?
You put him
is
on blast.
It?
It's crazy.
No, you're confident that you could beat up a kangaroo?
Think you could beat a kangaroo?
Wait, how tall are you?
6'1", 6'2".
6'1", 6'2". Okay, let me look up the average height of a kangaroo. I am
that's
now
crazy.
Curious.
The height of a kangaroo is crazy.
Average height.
Yes, we're doing this live, people.
For a kangaroo. Yeah, no, you could kick a kangaroo's, like...
But
yeah, but that's
what's,
it.
What's, how
no,
tall is a
no
kangaroo?
No more curse words, guys.
How tall is a kangaroo?
Four feet and 9 inches.
I'm not sure about that. You gotta remember.
No.
The leg strength on a kangaroo.
Okay.
You gotta remember that.
What's
kangaroos be having bounce.
The tallest.
So they gonna put that in the hand.
The tallest Beam. Can be 5'9". That's still. You could just tackle it. It'd be dead. But that's not boxing. My bad. Okay.
Wouldn't know who else probably couldn't
beat up. I could beat up the majority of animals if I had a gun with bullets.
I mean, yeah. I wonder who else couldn't be a kangaroo. Who probably couldn't be a kangaroo?
My mom.
No.
Yeah, my mom probably couldn't beat up a kangaroo.
I mean,
who couldn't beat a kangaroo?
Who couldn't be a kangaroo?
Who couldn't beat a kangaroo?
You really want to know who couldn't be a kangaroo?
I really want to know who couldn't.
You really
want to
know who couldn't be a kangaroo?
Say it.
Nate, you want to know who couldn't be a kangaroo? The shadows in my room.
Wow.
I'm a rock star in his prime.
If I take too many perks, then I won't die.
Don't make no sense, dude.
If I take too many perks, then I won't die. If I drink too much of this syrup, then I won't fly. I'm a rock star in his prime. 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 If I take too many perks, then I won't die. If I drink too much of this syrup, then I'm gon' fly. Time, limelight. Tears on the sailor right. Feel like punching the wall, but I don't wanna break the watch. It was just a year ago, I was telling people watch. Thanking God, it was a part of the plot. It feel like part of me alive and part of me not. I'm tracing my steps, trying to see where the insanity started. I'm too high to talk right now, I'm sorry, beg my pardon. It's not a trend, it's how I'ma deal with my demons regardless. Oh yeah, devil pulling up a chair, he sitting right over there, telling me I should be scared. God in my fear. I forgot to mention that the devil trying to be my friend. Do you hear how confusing this is? I was at the lowest of points, feeling like calling it quits. Ain't nobody understand. You should be happy, you rich. That's what everybody says. Anxiety's an ugly, too ugly to comprehend. So I get high and for the upper hand. I hope that he hear my prayers. Devil really want my soul, he gon' keep it in his lair. Me, I'm just gon' keep a pole, paranoia in the air. Everybody getting killed, I won't be a part of it. If I take too many perks, sir, then I'm gon' fly. I can't deal with this hurt on my own eye. Can I deal with this hurt in my downtime? If I take too many perks, then I won't die. If I drink too much of this syrup, then I'm gon' fly. I can't deal with this hurt on my own eye. Can I deal with this hurt?
Great person, man. Just, oh my God, you're just such a great person. You're just such a great person.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Like,
or pieces.
Like, come on, bro.
No. I'm glad our audience didn't hear that.
No.
I think they did.
I hope not.
Well, if they did, then I have no comment.
Juice WRLD stands. Juice WRLD forever. 999.
Okay.
What? Sean, no, buddy. No, that was Juice WRLD thing. Like,
yeah, yeah. No, I'm not laughing at that.
I thought you said
night. But yeah, what would y'all rate that song? Not gonna lie, y'all could obviously see I was bopping. You probably zoned out.
To be completely honest with you
zoned out.
I sat staring at the table and I was like, ooh, just my mind was somewhere else. Here, I'll rate that out of 10. That's my answer.
No.
Yeah, that out of 10. What about you?
What about you, Nate?
Yeah, what about you, Nate?
Hmm?
Not as great as, so like 7.5.
I can't.
No.
I can't even count to 7.
Burn was way better.
No, it was not.
Yeah.
No, it was not.
Like, I was just going to ignore me saying I can't even count to 7. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it was not. It was not. It really wasn't. That's just me.
Wait, who are you?
I'm DJ Shambani.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Winter.
Hi, Winter.
Can you do a backflip?
My name is Summer.
Cool.
Are you going to go by Summer now? That'd actually be cool.
DJ Shambani, Summer and Winter. Summer and Winter. June.
We need to June isn't a season, it's a month.
I know.
We need to collect autumn and what's the other one? Spring.
Yeah, I was about to say you better be
spring. June, summer, spring, winter.
We're just gonna go and like kidnap somebody from the clubhouse.
You're now winter.
I'll hold down autumn.
You're now autumn.
That's a good pick. All right, guys. We got all the seasons. It's like collecting one piece of Exodia, but instead it's just us being stupid.
You want to know another song?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at that. at myself. Here, let me just remind everybody, we are listening to 90.7 FM, WGXE, and we're broadcasting to Acre Catskill Hudson. I always want to say Catskill for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to mess that up, too.
Bro, imagine being in Catskill. Wait a minute. I'm in Catskill. Honestly, I'm starting to think my brain has three brain cells. One of them's on life support. The other two I pay minimum wage.
Oh. Better start paying them overtime. It's crazy the way they work. But you want to know another song?
Before we play another song, I do have a topic I want to discuss.
All right.
Yeah.
How would you... Okay, so I've been doing a lot of thinking, bringing me to a new decision. And it's that, imagine if a jester was elected by... like the people for the United States government, like a jester as a job.
Right.
And their job was to just like follow the president around and make jokes and relieve any tension with like jokes. Like that'd be hilarious. Like out of nowhere.
Do you want to be a jester?
Yeah. Being a jester would be cool. This is a bit of a projection, but imagine just like the president's giving a speech and then the jester just pops up. We are sad to announce that the United States have been bombed, but it's okay. Cause it was Florida and we've been trying to get rid of them for a while.
Oh my God!
For legal reasons.
Oh my
That's
God!
A joke. For legal reasons. That's
oh my
a joke.
Goodness!
No! Let's just move on.
Anyways, what was one of y'all favorite songs of this year?
This year? Oh, let me open up my Spotify Wrapped.
Oh goodness!
Oh, like Juice. I probably had to say Brian.
Song in general.
My top listened to song was Words by Bo Burnham. But my favorite song? That's tough. I have like 10.
Top three.
I really liked
top three songs.
The Court Jester by THQ.
What is with you and jesters today?
Oh yeah, that's just
like
a song.
The third time you mentioned a jester.
I can't even count to three. I've been listening to a lot. AJR, 21 Pilots. It's tough. This is a tough question. Samsa.
I haven't heard 21 Pilots and
their newer stuff isn't that great, or in my opinion, I just keep the older stuff just on repeat.
I heard like 21 Pilots in like a year. Two.
I can't even count to two.
It's mostly like Juice WRLD, but I like You're a Jerk.
By
New Boys.
Why?
By New Boys.
That's so old. I said top three songs that have came out this year.
They came out this year.
This year. Oh, neither one of y'all heard that. Okay.
Oh, I thought you just meant your favorite song this year. Like,
One of the like top three songs that came out this year.
Oh, that came out this year. That changes.
That's what I meant to say. If y'all didn't hear me, sorry.
Ooh, I listen to indie stuff, so I'm just gonna get skipped here because I listen to a lot of unpopular stuff.
Oh.
Guys, did Gary Come Home by SpongeBob come out this year?
I don't know. What?
Did Gary Come Home by SpongeBob come out?
Is that a song?
Yeah, by SpongeBob.
You mean for real?
Yeah, Gary Come Home by SpongeBob.
That just confused me more than anything.
You should play Gary Come Home by SpongeBob.
Meow, Gary Come Home.
Yeah.
What about you, Nate?
No,
I didn't mean to cut you off. What were one of your favorite songs? One of your top three of this year?
It's mostly like Juice WRLD stuff, probably, but truthful.
You don't listen to nobody else besides Juice WRLD, bro?
No, I listen to Drake. I used to a little bit. Not really, like Kanye a little bit. And Drake, Kanye, Juice, and some other rappers I can't think of.
My favorite line from Gary Come Home was, "Somewhere I hope you're reading my latest three-word poem, Gary Come Home."
That was so random.
I was still focused on Gary Come Home. That's why.
That was so random. Okay.
Somewhere. I think he's trying to play a song, but I think he's messing up, guys. I'll just keep on singing Gary Come Home for technical difficulties.
It's just no video. Like, Gary Come Home.
You can't focus.
That's like the only thing I'm thinking.
Right, what song you gonna play?
Let's see.
Oh yeah, Already Dead's a good song. We've
already
heard that.
Already Dead?
Who's that? By Juice WRLD.
I played that last week.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You played that when you were doing Rap Radar with DJ Popcorn.
Did you play Burn by him?
Yes. Yeah, it was minimal. It was minimal.
What? It was what?
It was mediocre.
Burn?
What?
Yeah.
Heck no.
Heck yeah.
Like,
heck neutral.
Burn's not even like
heck
that.
Heck indifferent, if you will.
Burn's not even like that. Like, I don't know. That's just me. I don't care for Burn too much. I don't think.
Can any of you guys do a backflip?
Can you do a backflip?
No.
I'll try if somebody pays me a lot of money.
All right, guys, let's record our co-host Nate trying to do a backflip.
Backflip! Do a backflip! Do a flip!
Do a flip!
Hey, can you do a flip?
Only in my dreams. Okay, let me just share a personal antidote. I can't say that word. It's too big. I can't comprehend word more than two syllables.
That's crazy.
In my dreams, I learned how to fly in my dreams. It took me a bit. But before I could fly, like now I fly like Superman in my dreams. Like I stick my fist out and then I just fly, right? Lucid dreams and stuff.
I mean.
But when I was still learning, I would curl up in like cannonball position and just steer upwards by leaning up and then steer downwards by leaning really down. Fun. Just good in gosh. A cannonball. It was hilarious. You had to be there. You had to be in my dream to get it.
You
had to be dreaming
if
with
you,
me.
If you weren't in a dream, bro. Like,
only the real homies get to go in my dream world. Yeah, yeah.
Like, but yeah, a song that came out this year.
No.
I don't think.
With some Billie Eilish.
No.
And we love her.
I don't think Nate is.
I'm such a big fan.
No.
I'm obsessed. Yes.
Wait. What did
you sound like funny.
Wait, what did XXX Tentacion said?
I don't know.
Summer's in the Something's in the air right now. Like I'm losing track of time. Like I don't really care right now. But maybe that's fine. You weren't even there that day. I was waiting on you. I wonder if you were aware that day was the last straw for me. And I know I sent you flowers. Did you even care? You ran the shower and left them by the stairs. Thought you had your together, but damn, I was wrong. You were nothing but a lost cause. And this ain't nothing like it once was. I know you think you're such an outlaw, but you got no job. You ain't nothing but a lost cause. And this ain't nothing like it once was. I know you think you're such an outlaw, but you got no job. I used to think you were shy, but maybe you just had nothing on your mind. Maybe you were thinking about yourself all the time. I used to wish you were mine, but that was way before I realized someone like you would always be so easy to find. So easy.
Trust me. I can't take one Percocet test out tonight if I just took a 60. Burberry on me, shit you in your back, you just got pretty wrecky. I tell the Chanel runners, then I get back to running the city. And I know that it's always coming, I ain't worried, my n***a stay with me. Gotta put the narcotics down, I can feel them in my kidney. And punching my liver, if I let it kill me, my mama will never forgive me. And numbing my feelings, if I let it kill him, my baby will never forgive me. It's remind me of hell, sometimes I wonder if that's what God really sent me. Hands up in the fire, burn, 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 burn. Hands up in the fire, burn, 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 burn. I pray to God for some water to wash down these pearls. I've been cursed since birth, guess I never learn. Hands up in the fire, burn, 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 burn. Hands up in the fire, burn, 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 burn. I pray to God for some water to wash down these pearls. I've been cursed since birth, guess I never learn. The truth hurts, let it bleed out. If they hurt you, let them leave. Some water to wash down these pearls. I've been cursed since birth, guess I never learn. Hands up in the fire, burn, 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 burn. Hands up in the fire, burn, 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 burn. I pray to God for some water to wash down these pearls. I've been cursed since birth, guess I never learn.
Hello. Hi, we're back. So, Nate wanted to listen to Burn by Juice WRLD because, you know, he thought it was such a great song.
I agree. I thought it was pretty good.
Burn is average. It's not his best song, in my opinion.
Okay, yeah, that is true, but that's like one of his best songs on the new his new album.
Maybe. No. Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just sitting here, guys. Skibbity bop and bada.
Bow. So, Winter.
Hi, I'm Winter.
Would you like to say what they're listening to once more?
Me?
Yeah.
What I'm listening to? And
what our people are listening to?
What? I don't
97.
Know.
97.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Yeah, I got that. Let me just pull up my notes, everybody, because I'm such a prepared host.
97.
I'm like the host person.
Wait, could I say it?
Yeah, you could say it. Could I read it?
Could I read it?
Yeah, you want to read it? I got it.
So, I'm going to say it. DJ Tomani. For all my people that used to listen to the show, it's a good one for you. So, we're back. 97 FM WGXC broadcasting at 8th grade Catskill and Hudson.
Good job.
I understand
you're dyslexic, and that was awesome.
I meant that before the show began. I was gifted like this, like I don't know what this is, like brick.
Okay, yeah, he got like
ever, and I couldn't read it, and I didn't know that the rapper is metallic, and the only word I can read is bar.
I really wanted to throw it.
All I know is that the word is platinum.
It feels so throwable.
Platinum bar.
I think it's a brownie.
But it doesn't feel like a brownie.
I will gladly take it.
But like, there's like, if yeah, you feel on. Like you feel right, it? Look, if you feel like, no, don't squeeze it. But like, if you feel like right here,
it feels like a brick.
Look, feel right here. Feel
yeah.
right here.
Yeah.
Put your finger, like.
It feels like a brick.
Like there. It feels like there's two things.
It feels like a brick.
I don't know what this is.
Like, hey, it's can I hard. Ask you a question?
No, you can't throw it.
How did you know what I was going to ask?
Because I had I know you. You were going to ask if you could throw it because you wanted to earlier.
Okay,
no.
I'm going
to
be completely honest with you. I was going to ask if I could throw it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, can Nate throw it?
Can I?
No.
Okay, guys. I have a different approach.
No.
Can I pretty please throw it?
It's a bar of soap. I feel like I just got disrespected. Or open it up.
We thought it was food. So, we thought it was food, but it was a bar of soap. Oh, funny story here. He's gonna
bar of soap.
He's gonna investigate that bar of soap. While I tell you a funny story.
No, funny. Am I bugging? It's a bar of soap, right?
That's a bar of soap.
Don't drop it.
I dare you to taste it.
I feel like I just got disrespected.
I thought it was food.
This was a present from. I'm not gonna say who. But it was a present from someone.
We're not allowed to name names. I like to say the first letter of their name.
It's just with
just so I know.
M. You probably don't know them.
I like how it took
Nate probably knows them.
Here, let me
M. Just M. Ma.
Michelangelo. Just, no. That one Ninja Turtle.
No.
No, it's Ninja Turtle.
I feel like disrespected. I thought this was like
candy.
Yes.
I thought it was food. Too.
I thought it was
it
food.
It looks like a food
the,
bar.
This is misleading.
Okay, my funny story time.
Wait, no. Wait,
yes.
This is misleading. Wait, but this is misleading. Like, with the gift, I got a bag of peanuts on the side of it. Yeah. So I thought it was more food.
Maybe you're misleading to the soap. Have you ever thought about that?
Do you want this soap?
I'll take the soap.
Do you want to lick the soap?
I'll lick the soap.
Don't lick the soap.
Okay, I can't lick the soap.
Wait. Please do not drop it.
No, this isn't that place. You took it from me.
I'm going to throw the soap.
No.
I'm not sure if you heard that.
That was so destructive. Soap. Why?
Okay, guys, I'm going to tell you a funny story. We're going to ignore how I threw the soap.
That was so...
One time when I did get COVID before, and when I got COVID, it was just like the flu for me. It was bad, you know. We're going to talk about something funnier because I couldn't taste anything. So I decided to bite into a bar of soap.
Which ate a bar of soap.
I didn't swallow it because I didn't want to do it.
Just bit into a bar of soap.
But honestly, since I couldn't taste anything, the consistency was pretty good. Would do again if I had COVID.
That's so nasty.
It cleaned my mouth. It's like brushing my teeth.
No, it's not good for you. Why?
Okay, also, when I had COVID, when I was getting my taste back, I could taste the inside of an orange but not the peel, so I just ate it like an apple. And it was like really cursed. I like it, though. What's your opinion on that?
No.
Do you want to hear a good pickup line?
No.
Are you ice cream?
No.
Are you ice cream?
No. Meow.
Let him finish.
No.
Are you ice cream? Because ice cream good.
No. Oh.
That's it. That's the whole pickup line. My friend C told me that at the place I was at. I can't say names, but.
I'm not going to lie. Thought I was going to be dirty-minded.
No, I was just, are you ice cream? Because ice cream good.
That's a pickup line?
Yeah, you got a dirty mind, yeah.
Leave me alone. You want to know who else has dirty mind, but not dirty teeth?
I have pretty dirty teeth.
No.
Who? Yeah, I do.
What? So you want to know who has a dirty mind?
He's going to play a song.
Want to know who has a dirty mind, but not dirty teeth? And Ellie.
Hey, never send a threat on the internet just to prove a point that this and don't get into that. We leaving that to the informants. Don't inform me about who informing. That's your final warning. 76 who sting like a bumblebee. He start transforming. See your homies on the dribble. They ain't never make it back. Shoot up this game. We left it flat. He died on the impact. My shooter, he a gym rat, but never mentioned till we crack. We put you where the news at. I bet his family view that. Slide by myself before I call it. My fingernails dirty cause I'm still a grave digger. And we ain't capping no wax if we never pull the trigger. And goon steady putting Jimmy Glow up in his whistle. Never been the one to say today I'm the one clutching on the Drake. Make sure he don't get away or off the only thing I chase. In the full race the back of his neck hit the ground to the K. Walk up to him, see Gray stood over, put one in his face. Merkin' what my soul say, I'm sliding with this throwaway. My heater for a cold day, leave
in disarray. Better stay up in the house like from Desiree. Been catch that nigga walking, now we in the bushes. We been waiting. Never send a threat on the internet just to prove a point that this and don't get into that. We leaving it to the informants. Don't inform me about who informing. That's your final warning. 76 to sting like a bumblebee. He start transforming. See your homies on the drip, but they ain't never making back. Shoot up this cat, we left it flat. He died on the impact. My shooter, he a gym rat, but never mentioned till we crack. We put you where the news at. I bet his family view day. I ain't smiling on my mugshot, cause I know my bun money good. I ain't miss a heartbeat, I'm out the next day, it's understood. To the Broward County police and suck my wood. First day trade, you start mugging, wishing wood. Doing donuts in the SIT, I crash into a tree. Rolls truck the next week, money ain't to me. Riding with a full clip, but the gas tank on E. Sliding like a cruise ship, wet you up like a jet ski. Living to 103, that's the OG graping me. Wanna pray for me, better pray for my enemies. Life had gave me limits, so I start clutching the limit squeeze. Had an AR-15 and 2 Glock 223. Never send a threat on the internet just to prove a point that this and don't get into that. We leaving it to the informants. Don't inform me about who informing. That's your final warning. 76 to sting like a bumblebee. He start transforming. See your homies on the drip, but they ain't never make it back. Shoot up this cat, we left it flat. He died on the impact. My shooter, he a gym rat, but never mentioned till we crack. We put you where the lose
that.
I bet his family viewed that.
Yo. Hey, you. The God.
Wait, I'm a God?
Yeah, you're a Super Saiyan God.
Oh my God, guys, I'm a God. My first law? Do gods make laws? Yeah, they can make laws.
Thank They're gods.
Yeah, I'm like a God.
Well, but you're a Super Saiyan. You're a Super Saiyan. No. You're a Super Saiyan. We're not going to get
into
it.
Just for context, I have pink hair now.
Yes.
Yeah. Before, I did not have pink hair.
All right. What y'all think of that Italy chopping? I still feel some type of way. I really thought this was food. And I got a bar
okay,
of soap.
Okay, I like how he asks us a question about the artist, and then he just moves on to the bar of soap.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Like, it was funny, so I like it. Listen, if you say anything that's funny, then I will laugh. Ha ha ha. See, I laughed.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
He's jokes.
Yeah, he has good jokes.
Okay. Now.
I thought you bit into the bar of soap for a second. He's eating pizza, and I thought he bit into the bar of soap nonchalantly. That would have been hilarious.
Well, okay, so. Imagine.
I'll do it.
Drink some water.
I'll do it if you give me a dollar. Sorry, I'm dying.
That's from the bar of soap. sorry. I'm really hungry.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry.
What did y'all think of that
I'm
song?
Like a god. I don't have to be sorry.
Six.
A half. Six? Six and a half? What
it's
about you?
It's not my thing. I'd rate it like a four.
Yeah, that's great.
I like more cringy weeb 21 Pilots stuff, so.
Do you consider
his older stuff is better.
My question is, do you consider Drake as a cringy person?
Drake, the type of fella to not play chess because he doesn't want to lose another queen.
Wow.
That's my answer to that.
Nah, real talk though.
That's kind of
you were one who's cringy.
Drake, the type.
Drake.
Yeah. Hey. Feeling young, but they treat me like the OG. And they want the tea on me, I swear they nosy. Said he put some money on my head, I guess we gon' see. I won't put no money on his head, my told me. I gotta be single for a while, he can't control me. Uno dos tres in a race, they can't hold me. And I show my face in a case, so you know it's me. Imitation isn't flattery, it's just annoying me. And I'm too about it. And the dirt that they threw on my name turned to soil, and I grew about it. Time for y'all to figure out what y'all gon' do about it. Big wheels keep rolling, rolling. I'm outside, 29, G5, seaside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here. Outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. Look, don't invite me over if you throw another pretty party. Looking back, it's hard to tell you where I started. I don't know who loved me, but I know that it ain't everybody. I can never love her, she a busybody. Baby, if you want me, can't be turning up with everybody. Nah, can't be on this anybody.
Yeah, I got feelings for you, that's the thing about it. Yeah, you know that it's something when I sing about it. Yeah, mama used to be on disability, but gave me this ability. And now she walking with her head high and her back straight. I don't think you feeling me, I'm out here being everything they said I wouldn't be or couldn't be. I don't know what happened to them guys that said they would be. I said, see you at the top and they misunderstood me. I hold no resentment in my heart, that's that maturity. And we don't keep it on us anymore, it's with security. I'm outside, 29, G5. Seaside, I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here outside, front line, south side, I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me.
Sorry, people. I'm gonna cut that song a little short just because I realized the time. So,
bro, it's like late and stuff.
It kind of is.
Yeah, I think we gotta wrap up here, unfortunately. But yeah. First, I'm on a perfect note. What's your New Year's resolution? I almost said revolution. That'd been funny.
To be less violent and less mean.
Mine is to be more confident in who I am.
That's good.
Also,
what about yours?
Mine's have like a Mike Tyson like,
oh my god,
so you got
personality.
Mike Tyson took several drugs while working out.
Not teen drugs,
but
have a mentality like him.
All right,
truth.
Well, since the song is
okay, put on my one. Put on my.
What I'm doing?
Yeah, put on mine. Put on my song. But those are great New Year's revolutions.
So we're going to calm down.
Song.
Yeah,
the song is so
so what's your New Year's resolution?
Oh, mine was to have more confidence in myself.
And you were going to say something else.
What's that?
I thought you were going to say something else.
My New Year's revolution is to take over the government.
Okay.
That's
what revolution
does.
Okay, that's how we're going to end the show. Okay, bye. Hope you guys have a great New Year's. I hope y'all get to chill with y'all family and listen to great music.
Oh, you wait, I thought you turned my microphone off.
Nah.
Let me make a funny noise.
I'm happy that for this New Year's show, I got to be with Nate. I got to be with Winter. Got to be with DJ Phoebs. And, I got to listen to this soul song, which is kind of a bomb. I'm realizing, as we're winding
song,
down.
Bye.
Bye.
No, let me name the song. The song name is Nothing by Bruno Major.
Have I told you lately, I'm grateful you're mine. We'll watch The Notebook. For the 17th time, I'll say it's stupid, then you'll catch me crying. We're not making out on a boat in the rain, or in a house I painted blue. But there's nothing like doing nothing with you. So shut all the windows and lock all the doors. We're not looking for no one. Don't need nothing more. You'll bite my lip and I'll want you more. Until we end up in a heap on the floor. Mm-hmm. could be dancing on tabletops, wearing high heels, drinking until the world spins like a wheel. But tonight, your apartment has so much appeal. Who needs stars? We've got a roof. And there's nothing like doing nothing with you. No, there's nothing like doing nothing with you.
That was sweet.